as a personal trainer, you know, I've qualified level 3, but then there's always multiple qualifications that I can still take to excel and get better. It's the same with the grace of God. But it means constantly submitting myself to pruning, constantly submitting myself to bearing the cross, constantly submitting to myself to say, Lord, what lesson do I need to learn today? I don't have a cold, I'm warm and I'm very strong by Jesus' name. Amen. Now, this morning I want to share a little bit with you. I'm going to make my message short and sweet. That is usually the best type of message, you know? In Matthew 10, don't turn there for me, guys. I'll give the scripture. Matthew 10, Jesus talks about how his followers will be rejected. Yeah? The seasons we're in at this moment in time, you know, it's like to mention the word God or Jesus to some people, they don't even want to hear it. It's God who, Jesus who. If God is real, why is this happening? If God, etc., etc., etc. But it says in Matthew 10 that to be a follower of Jesus, you will be rejected. And rejection is part of life. It's something that happens a lot. You know, I remember when I was getting to know Hyatt at uni, it's a well-documented fact. So I'm gonna spill some tea this morning. Hyatt kicked me. No, I've been reprimanded. It's interesting. I'll take lesson from what she's saying because I'm coming to it. I want to go to Matthew 10:24. I'll give you an example why I've stopped there. Matthew 10:24. Matthew 10, she doesn't know what my message is, but I'll go to Matthew 10:24. And we're going the New Living Translation for me, please, guys. It's not up. Shall I read myself? Oh, hang on. Is it up? Oh, I'm looking up there. Thank you for it. Right. Students are not greater than their teacher, and slaves are not greater than their master. Next verse. Students are to be like their teacher, and slaves are to be like their master. And since I, the master of the household, have been called the prince of the demons, the members of my household will be called by even worse names. And then next one. But don't be afraid of those who threaten you, for the time is coming when everything that is covered will be revealed and all that is secret will be made known to all. Amen. Amen. Now, for me particularly, this scripture touches my heart because it tells me, number one, that someone who is a student is constantly learning. They're constantly trying to develop. They're constantly trying to improve themselves in every single area of their mind. If you agree, say amen. So when Pastor Paul does the investors thing in a few months, everyone will be there in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, the definition of disciple is mathetes. And it's from the verb mathano, which means to learn. Yeah? A disciple is a learner, is one who follows from both the teaching and the teacher. Yeah? A disciple is a learner, one who follows from both the teaching and the teacher. The wonderful thing about 10:24 says that a disciple is not above his teacher. We are nowhere above Jesus. But the way Jesus finishes the scripture that says that we will finish bigger and better than him. Now, I think of, for instance, Benji as an example. Sorry to use and pull you out, sir. You know, Benji, when we started Impact, Benji was 13 with him, Victor, and some of the others upstairs. And I remember having to tell Benji, sit down, don't move, stay here. This is like a Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. Be quiet. But to look at where he has excelled past his teacher at this moment in time, you know, Benji shared a word in offering last week that I was like, wow. Wow, look what God has done. You know, and God wants to do the same with us as long as we are willing to submit ourselves to learn, you know. And so the one thing we have to remember is that, as it says, being a disciple, we will be rejected. Yeah, they will call you names because you follow Jesus. They will say you are not this because you follow Jesus. But at the end of the day, we will end up greater than what they call us. At the end of the day, the names they say are not who we are. They're not how we define ourselves. I shared with the youth the other day that sometimes because of the environment we're in, because of the situations we're going through, we start to change our name to that area. We start to change our name to that situation. We start to change our name to that pain. We start to define ourselves by what we're going through or the moment or environment in time we are in at that moment in time. Yeah? I give the example of Ruth and Naomi from the book of Ruth in the Bible. She changes her name to Mara, which means bitter. Because of what she's going through, she changes her name. Nobody else changes her name. No one else comes and says, you're this, you're that. She changes her name to something else because of what she's going through. Huh? The thing we have to come back to is that when we're constantly a student, when we're constantly learning, we're constantly trying to improve and grow. We understand that although we are in a situation, although we're in the times and seasons, sometimes we're in that times and season to learn. Sometimes we're in that times and season to grow. We can't define ourselves by that situation, but we have to take a step back and say, what am I meant to learn from this situation? No? Now, the second thing about I wanted to bring to you guys here about a disciple is that a disciple is required to die to their self. Yeah? So being a disciple will mean that you be rejected. Being a disciple will mean that you have to die to yourself. Luke 14, 27 is what I'm going to go into next. Is it up? Should I read?
It's there.
Amen. And if you do not carry your own cross and follow me, you cannot be my disciple. Next verse. But don't begin until you count the cost. For who would begin construction of a building without first calculating the cost to see if there's enough money to finish it? Next verse. Otherwise, you might complete only the foundations before running out of money, and then everyone would laugh at you. And the next one. They will say, there is a person who started that building and couldn't afford to finish it. Amen? Amen. The verse I want to highlight for you is Luke 27. It says, whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Crucial part about being a disciple is that you will be rejected. You will have to bear your own cross. You will have to die to self. There's an aspect of ourselves in this season and times that a lot of people are focused on me, myself, and I. What's going on in my life? What am I struggling with? What am I facing? Being a disciple requires us to leave how we see ourselves, how we feel about ourselves. You know, remember what I said about that times and season, that situation, we hold on to the pain and now define ourselves by our pain and what we're going through. We have to let that thing go. Huh? It means that we have to let self-centeredness go. It means that we have to accept that we will endure some suffering. It says, pick up your cross. It doesn't say pick up your handbag. Pick up, you know, your keys. Everything's going to be hunky-dory. Everything's going to be easy. There's a part of hard work that is involved with being a disciple of Jesus. It's not simple. You know? Now, a student is a disciple, and I believe a disciple is disciplined. Say again, a student is a disciple, and I believe a disciple is disciplined. Again, I use Benji and others as example. You know, when I first started Impact and leading the youth, there were times we were just, you know, guys, let's go wild. The upstairs would end up in a mess. Or downstairs in the kitchen. And the amount of times Auntie Rhoda has told me, if you guys leave that kitchen the way it was found. There was part of me that had to say, you know what, I'm enjoying what I'm doing, we're leading the youth, but if we don't control what happens, anything can take place. If we don't control what happens, we lose the opportunity that we have. We lose the blessing that we have. Because as when the kitchen was first made, you know, we used to do, before COVID times, cookouts, barbecues. You know, if we lost that blessing of being able to do barbecues in the middle of summer, how many of the young people that came into the youth group wouldn't have been able to be blessed? Well, so there's a part about being a student, of being a disciple, that is disciplined, that allows you to access your blessing. This is the year of for the blessed. Now, again, some of the team around me, I remember when PP mentioned that it was the year of pressing, everyone went, oh man, really? Okay, fine, let's press. We've made it through 2021. Pressing for the blessing. Oh, come on. We've pressed. We've pushed. What are we still pressing again? Pick up your cross. Pick up your cross. It's a continuous thing. It doesn't end. It doesn't stop. You pick up your cross. Die to the self-centeredness. Die to thinking that it's not going to endure some kind of stress or worry or strife or having to work hard for what God has put in front of you. But remembering that you are a disciple, someone who is willing to learn, someone who is willing to grow, and then instilling discipline within you to continue to practice that, you don't stop yourself from accessing the blessing. Now, like I said, I think there's a link between discipleship, God, and discipline. Yeah? The Bible says that God disciplines those who he loves. Ralph gave the example last week that, you know, there's only way he can submit, that there's a difference between the way PP would discipline Benji and the way he'd discipline another member of the youth. You know, there's a difference between the way PP disciplines me and the way he disciplines Junior. There's a discipline in the way he would speak to someone from outside Harvest and the way he speaks to someone inside Harvest. But it's me as a student, as a learner, that submits myself to that authority to say, Lord, you have the access to my life. People, you have the access to my life. I submit myself under that to receive that from you. That brings me to John 15, 5 to 7, if we go there, guys. Yes, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit, but apart from me, you can do nothing. And 6, anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burnt. And 7, but if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want and it will be guaranteed, and it will be granted. Amen. Amen. I am the vine, you are the branches. As a disciple, as a student, everything who from him, our strength, our understanding, our wisdom, our grace, our mercy, our ability to love comes from him. Ability to endure, ability to grow, ability to walk through suffering comes from him. He is the source. The only way to continue accessing that is by abiding in him, is to continue to walk with him daily, by taking up our cross daily. The day we decide not to pick up our cross, we no longer have access to any potential blessing that may be coming. The other thing about that abiding is that it means that we have to submit to instruction. We have to submit to guidance. We have to submit to being disciplined when we need it. We have to submit to being corrected when we need it. You know, when those of you that are gardeners, when you're trimming bushes and you're trimming rose bushes, they need pruning. You have to trim some bits off of it for it to grow. You know, 2021 has probably been, or 2020 has been one of the biggest pruning seasons in everyone's life. The things that no longer need to be there, God has dealt with them. God is dealing with them. The question is, are we submitting ourselves to allow him to deal with what is left? Don't hear my words. The question is, are we allowing him to deal with what is left? We haven't attained or been made perfect yet in his glory. It's from strength to strength. So we're not there yet. There's still some more to go. Are we allowing him to do the rest? Have we said, oh, you know what? Lord, it's enough. I can't take anymore. You've done a great work on me. I'm willing to be a learner, but I can only learn so far. You know, doctors, when they become those of the medical profession, there's always a next step to learning. There's always a next step to growing. There's always a next step to being proficient in your area or expertise or your career. You never just stop. As a personal trainer, you know, I've qualified at level 3, but then there's always multiple qualifications that I can still take to excel and get better. It's the same with the grace of God. But it means constantly submitting myself to pruning, constantly submitting myself to bearing the cross, constantly submitting to myself to say, Lord, what lesson do I need to learn today? I believe that discipline in this season, 2021, will be one of the biggest factors in our ability to press into the blessing. Will be the biggest factors, because we've walked with God, we've seen his blessings, we know his word, we understand his precepts. We have to remind ourselves to go back and practice the basics. Are we praying? Are we pushing? Are we doing what God has called us to do? And I spoke to the team last week, and Lord just laid back on my heart, you know, let's go back to evangelism. Okay, we have to socially distance. Doesn't mean we can't find a way to interact with young people in the world. We have to socially distance, but doesn't mean we can't find a way to interact with those in the world who need God's love at the most important time in their lives. The concept of social distance even goes, okay, because I have to physically distance, it means I have to emotionally and mentally distance from you as well. No. There are people who need that emotional connection, mental connection, even physical connection, even more than before right now. Evangelism should be pushed even harder in this season than ever before. And for me, it means that we constantly remind ourselves that we are students who are willing to learn, who are willing to be disciplined, to jump into the blessing that God has in store for us. Is Victor here? I'm sure I saw him earlier. Where is he? He's in a cafe. Okay, Mr. Benji said, I have to borrow you. I was going to borrow Victor because he, at this moment in time, he now looks like a mini representation of myself because he's... Benji said, if you demonstrate a quick plank for me, please, sir. Do you know what a plank is? Yes. Sorry. My apologies. I know you didn't expect to do physical activity this morning. Right, if you come up onto your hands for me. There we go, perfect. Now, Benji's put himself in the position of what he considers a plank to be. Now, pruning. Turn your hands out for me, slightly. There we go. Now, this moment in time, his lats have now become engaged. Bring your hips up, abs engaged. Come forward on your toes. Now forward, that's it, right up onto the toes. He saw through what I was doing. I was giving quiet to him, hold him there. Don't worry, just hang in there, hang in. You're doing well, you're doing well, you're doing well. With the slight pruning, do you notice the pruning is hard? You heard him go, ooh, oh, wait, I'm starting to feel this more. How long is this going to take? I know he's still asking. The question is, how many of us are still asking God this morning? How long is this going to take? Guys, please give him a round of applause. Benji wouldn't have submitted himself to that if he wasn't a student. if he didn't consider me to be someone he could learn something from, if he didn't allow himself to say, you know what, Lord, put me in a position right now where I can learn something from this situation. Victor's arrived. Should we give Victor a go? I don't know if it's going to bother him. His chest is like that. Sorry, let you go, sir. But he submitted himself to some pruning, to some discipline, to being a disciple. And the first question he asked was, how long is this going to take? We are asking ourselves that question. Even though we know God's word, even though we know his precepts, we are still waking up every morning and asking God, how long is this going to take? That shouldn't be the question on our lips. Our question should be, what is it you want me to learn? Wow. Again, this lockdown, I haven't been that much of a fan of Netflix. I've managed to discipline myself. You know, but I have watched one or two movies, and one of the wonderful movies I watched was a movie called Glory. From 1989, it has Denzel Washington and a few other stars in it. I can't remember the names. But it's basically about a movie about in America during the Civil War, when they created the first regiment of black people as a regiment. And they have a general who's not the same skin complexion as them. And he literally disciplines young men the same way he would any other regiment. And everyone else in his team, in his staff, go, why are you doing that? They're never going to see battle. The government's never going to allow them to go out to war. The government's never going to... All the government's going to ask them to do is manual labor. There's no point. And, you know, they have to fight for everything. They have to fight for uniforms. There's moments in time when they have no shoe and they're marching with bare foot along the ground. You know, they have to fight for tents. They have to fight. They have to fight even for the opportunity to fight. Fight for the opportunity to fight. It's like the rest of them are going, why do you want to fight? We want you to stay back there. No, we want to fight. They have to fight for the opportunity to fight. And when they're preparing, the same level of instruction, the same level of discipline he would instill in any other soldier is what the general does to them. The first battle they come into, they meet a group of soldiers who are running away. They're running. They're running away. The same group of soldiers, a group of soldiers that 2 hours earlier they met and they nearly got into a fight and they assaulted them. And I was like, you know what? You guys go and sit down. Let us come and take this fight. These guys come up. They take on the battle. They win. They rescue some of the guys that were going to run away. As it proceeds down the line, they keep winning battle after battle after battle. It now becomes apparent that even though everyone else thought they wasn't going to fight, they wasn't going to achieve, they wasn't even going to get into the battle, the training, the discipline, the level of, you know, just being over them to instruct them that the general gave them took them to a whole nother level. Now, we're asking ourselves in this season, why? We should be asking what, who, where, how, when, so that when we finally get the opportunity for battle, we're not the ones running away. There are people in the world who are, you know, more experienced, more understanding, more worldly. They have run into their houses and closed their door. If you ring their bell, sorry, COVID, I'm not coming outside. I know doctors who have said, no, I'm not coming to do physical activity because of COVID. But you understand so the government's telling me to stay 2 meters apart. That's enough for me to be safe. But you don't want to come out. No. We have to make sure that we ask the right questions so that when the battle comes, we're not the ones running away. We are the ones running towards it. Now, again, to seed in this seed. And I say that to be a... We as the saints have to become students. And a student is a disciple. And a disciple is disciplined. Example for myself, this moment in time in life, you know, I've been working back again on my business. And I think the start of January, the snow deterred everyone. Everyone, nope, it's too cold. I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying at home. And I had to take time to step back myself and look at myself and say, Lord, okay, what is it that I need to learn from this moment and season? What is it that you want me to understand from you so that I put it into my life to operate differently, to press into the blessing in 2021? Yeah? And the key word he said to me was habits. So what are your habits? Yeah? Because your habits, now write this down, will create a culture that prepares you for the level you are going to step into. Your habits will create a culture that prepares you for a level you are going to step into so that you can be yourself on the highest level. Now, we say, Lord, we're going to pray every day. We're going to seek you every day. We're going to chase you every single day. Waking up first thing in the morning and having daily meditation time, having time where you say, Lord, I understand your word, I understand your precepts, I understand who you called me to be. First thing in the morning sets you up for the rest of your day. Because we wake up and we start looking at the world. Some people inject the news like it's vitamins, and then before they know it, it's all downhill from there. You know, inject the right thing. Lord, I am the head and not the tail. Above and not beneath. A lender to many nations. Investors coming up. When we start with the right habits, we set ourselves up. We create a culture around us that says, you know what? Regardless of what's going on in the world, I'm standing in heaven's culture. There is a landlord to my house, but the person that owns it all anyway is the kingdom of heaven. The landlord is renting it from God. Eventually, the money makes its way back to God. We have to reestablish ourselves and say, listen, what culture am I standing in? What habits am I still in my life to help me grow every single day? How am I allowing myself to bring myself back to being a student, to learn, to being a disciple, to being a follower of Christ? And how am I instilling discipline in that so that I continue accessing the blessing? Now, guys, I want to remind you this morning that God is still in control of your lives. God is still on the throne. He's not going to leave you or forsake you. The times and seasons when may feel like, what's going on? Why am I in this? But like we demonstrated with Benji and the pruning, he's taking off the edges, taking off the things that need to be taken off. And we're allowing ourselves to ask, Lord, what is it? Why? Who? What do you need me to learn so that I can access the next season that you have in store for me, that I can be ready for the next fight that you have in store for me, that I can be ready to win the next battle that you have in store for me. We remind ourselves that a student is a disciple, and a disciple is disciplined. Amen. Guys, be blessed. Please stand to your feet for me this morning. Guys, just close your eyes and lift your hands. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you for this time to remind us, Lord, that we will submit ourselves every single day, Heavenly Father, Lord, that we will submit our lives to you, Heavenly Father, Lord, that we will continue being your disciples, Lord. We will accept that rejection is part and parcel of it. We will accept that dying to self is part and parcel of it, Lord. We will continue to learn daily. We will continue to submit ourselves to your will, Heavenly Father, Lord. We will continue to pick up our cross on a daily basis, Heavenly Father, Lord. And we will discipline ourselves. We will allow you to discipline us so that we are still able to access your blessing and your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Yes, guys.